G'day and welcome to Ad Nauseam Podcast. Today we're going to talk about extubation. The main resource for this talk is Austin Health ED Extubation Guideline. Indications for extubation in ED. There's no more appropriate alternative available. An experienced airway provider and one-on-one nursing is available. Resolution of the clinical condition requiring intubation. The brief intubation time, so 6 to 12 hours. And some examples of appropriate ED extubations include palliation or end-of-life care, short-term procedural sedation that has resulted in intubation, drug or alcohol-intoxicated patients with minor head injuries and normal CT brain, drug overdose with short-term CNS impairment, for example, GHB. Some contraindications from an airway perspective, a difficult intubation and risk of deterioration of the airway. From a breathing perspective, inadequate spontaneous ventilation and excessive respiratory support, such as FiO2 greater than 25 to 30%, and secretions requiring greater than 2 hourly suctioning. From a circulation perspective, hemodynamic compromise and vasopressor use and severe biochemical abnormality. For disability, reduced GCS off sedation, so GCS less than 11, which would be an E4 VT M6, unable to follow commands, ongoing or long-acting sedation or neuromuscular blockade that hasn't worn off, and uncontrolled pain. Other factors can include insufficient staff and an unsafe department. Alternatives include extubation in ICU, and that should always be advocated for if possible, and ICU staff to attend ED to perform or assist extubation. Potential complications are laryngospasm, respiratory failure requiring re-intubation, which can occur in 5 to 10%, respiratory failure requiring temporary NIV and aspiration. Standard PPE is required for infection control and space and staff. The patient will already be in a resuscitation bay and fully monitored. We need at least 3 staff, so an airway doctor, a nurse and an assistant, and preferably a circulation doctor. In terms of equipment and staff, need suction, oxygen via non-rebreather mask, and then bag valve mask, airway trolley and equipment for re-intubation and NIV. You also need medications, so the fentanyl analgesia infusion can continue whilst the sedation's been turned off for tube tolerance, and also need induction meds at the ready. Positioning should be 30 degrees head up. For the procedure now, firstly, assessing for readiness. We're going to turn off sedation to allow the conscious state to improve over 15 to 30 minutes and conduct a spontaneous breathing trial over the same period with peep to maximum 5 centimetres of water, again observing for 30 minutes. For breathing, we want sats of greater than 95% on FiO2 less than 25 to 30%, peep less than 5, spontaneous respiratory rate less than 20, and tidal volume greater than 6 mils per kilo. From a circ perspective, systolic blood pressure greater than 100 and heart rate less than 100 off any vasoactive support. From a disability perspective, I want the patient to be able to cough and take a deep breath in for a forced vital capacity greater than or equal to 12 mils per kilo and assess the response to commands, so head off the bed and arms off the bed for 15 seconds if possible. Secondly, performing the extubation. We're going to talk the patient through the procedure prior to starting, then suction the ETT in line and suction the oropharynx. We're then going to untie or cut the tube ties, instruct the patient to take a deep breath in and then slowly exhale. Whilst exhaling, we're going to deflate the cuff or cut the pilot cuff tubing and remove the tube, suctioning the oropharynx once it's been removed. We're going to then encourage coughing and apply 6 litres per minute of Hudson mask oxygen. For post-procedure care, we're going to have continuous one-on-one nursing for at least 1 hour. If there's a development of respiratory distress, we're going to trial firstly high-flow nasal prongs or NIV and suction, acknowledging the laryngospasm risk and treating accordingly, and consider re-intubation if there's ongoing distress. It's important to document all of the procedure and findings and complications. Okay, that was the procedure of extubation in ED. Thanks for listening.